శ్రీ రమణ జయంతి రిట్రీట్ ఇన్ టాంపా ఫ్లోరిడా December 31, January 3rd. అబౌట్ 70 డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రమణ మహర్షి ఫ్రమ్ థ్రూఅవుట్ ది యుఎస్ అండ్ కెనడా గ్యాదర్డ్ టు సెలబ్రేట్ ద 3rd యాన్యువల్ జయంతి రిట్రీట్ ఇన్ ద సింపుల్ అండ్ సెరీన్ సెట్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్రాన్సిస్కన్ రిట్రీట్ సెంటర్ లొకేటెడ్ ఆన్ ద హిల్స్బరో రివర్ in Tampa, Florida. Once again, the members of the Tampa Ramana Satsang group spared no efforts to make the retreat an inspirational feast for devotees and followers of the Master. On Thursday, December 31, they first gathered at the Hindu temple of Tampa, where the retreat opened with a most moving Jayanti Puja as the Vedic chants offered in the temple before the images of Sri Bhagavan and Sri Arunachala increased in power and presence, we felt ourselves ever more immersed in the grace of Arunachala Ramana. Back at the center, after the puja and a delicious South Indian meal, a text message was sent around to all that read Akshara Manamalai at midnight. There was little hope of sleep anyway, as the apparently quiet neighborhood around the retreat center seemed to explode with New Year's Eve celebration fireworks. I walked down to the gazebo beside the river and found a few other devotees also enjoying the river's beauty and the sight of fireworks flying high and exploding in celebration all about. Close to midnight, we found the Arunachala Ramana shrine serenely before us, adorned with soft lights in the dark meditation hall. In one voice, we welcomed the new year with Sri Bhagavan's ecstatic hymn to Sri Arunachala, the bridegroom. In the still setting off the Franciscan retreat center, our mind naturally drew away from distractions of the world. As our focus narrowed, our spirits became elevated, our acquaintance of devotees widened, and our experience and understanding of the teachings of Bhagavan deepened. The following three early mornings settled into a familiar routine. Morning Vedas, reading, unison chanting of Sri Lalita Sahasranamam Stotram, an extended silent meditation followed by another reading from talks. In the dark hours before the dawn, the readings from the teachings of Bhagavan fell like seeds into the deepest recesses of our minds. May such blessed seeds bear fruit in our lives, we prayed. On Friday afternoon, the genesis of the archival films of Sri Ramana was discussed and scenes from it were viewed and described. Saturday morning, Mangalam Kalyanaraman gave a talk on her grandfather, Sri Bhagavan's brother, Niranjananda Swami. She paid tribute to Chinna Swami's total dedication to Bhagavan and his role in the development of Sri Ramanashramam in the face of extraordinary challenges. She closed most movingly with Chinnaswamy's last words, "I am departing with a clear conscience and clean hands. I have not utilized even a pie of the ashram funds for my own benefit. Everything here belongs to Bhagavan and should be guarded with care and vigilance as such. Devote yourselves, heart and soul, to the service of the Lord, and in return, He will shower His grace on you. Be sincere and truthful to the core of your heart. Uphold our revered ancient tradition in the working of this ashram, as I have upheld them all my life." During the period of questions and answers that followed, we were treated to many personal stories of Mangalam's life as a young girl growing up in the family of Bhagavan, and came to understand, at least in part, the sacrifices that such an extraordinary blessing entails. Mangalam's talk sparkled with graciousness, sweetness, forbearance, surrender, and loving kindness. Saturday afternoon, by way of a video recording, we enjoy listening to the reminiscences of Srimati Rajalakshmi in the company of HMR and her sister Venu Ammal. Rajalakshmi, who is now 96 years old, moved closely with Bhagavan throughout her childhood and still recalls many unforgettable memories in his company. The presentation on Saturday was given by Evelyn Safair, in which she shared the blessings of our association with Vishwanatha Swami during the years of 1973 to 1979. Some of these recollections can be read in the previous article issue. Our evenings were devoted to the recitation of hymns on and by Bhagavan, bhajan and silent meditation. On Friday evening, we gathered beside the river and in a circle of friendship and joy, immersed ourselves in devotional songs provided by the many talented singers among us. Saturday evening, the weather kept us indoors, where the lovely shrine became the setting for our singing and the silence. After many had gone to bed, some friends lingered on to sing Sri Hanuman Chalisa and other bhajans. Of course, all things must pass, but our cherished memories of time spent at the Tampa Jayanthiri retreat linger on, elevating and inspiring us to ever renew our practice of self-surrender and self-inquiry.